This is Twit.
Hey, how about this one? This stimulated a little conversation in our house. China has announced that if you're under 18, you can only play video games for 1 hour on Friday, 1 hour on Saturday, 1 hour on Sunday. That's it.
That's crazy.
Depends on the kid. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, Lisa said, that's a great idea. Yeah. I said, no, it's not.
No, that's not an... I mean, like, I know that, like, my daughter used to socialize. There's whole communities of people who, like, do videos of themselves playing their games.
Look, we can't judge because it's not our generation.
Yeah.
And their generation, seems to be how they communicate. One wouldn't want a child to become a complete addict, you know. But at the same time, I don't think 3 hours a week is much. My mom and dad, and I'll never forgive them for this, said I can only watch half an hour of TV a night, which is 3.5 hours a week. So it's not so different.
You couldn't even get a movie in once a week.
No. I had to choose between Man from U.N.C.L.E. and Batman. It's like, God, what hell am I in?
You know, but what's the difference between your parents or me as a parent putting this in versus China government? Is it because it's
that's a good point.
Overlords?
Is that that's a very good point. Where it might be acceptable for a parent to do, it should never, a government should never be allowed to do this, right?
Yeah, because I thought it was a good idea considering my upbringing and considering some of the things that I've seen with my own children. And nothing against video games, but every now and then I think kids need to get outside into some fresh air and you know.
Oh, I do too. Life. I just think 3 hours a week is not very much.
It's not just any 3 hours. No, it's between not. 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. That's it.
Wow.
Not just any. You have to all play at the same time. Wow.
Well, I guess that's more social. I mean, in that
that's
way,
more
it's
social.
Like very much encouraging. Yeah. This is our moment. Let's go.
Yeah.
LAN party at my house.
Now, it is a short amount of time, but part of me gets it. You know, part of me gets it. But at the same time, I'm like, nah, government.
Any parent of teenagers understands. I'm not saying that.
Is this for everyone? Because, like, what about the adults who are addicted to, like,
no, adults
Candy
can
Crush?
Do whatever they want. It's people under 18.
Okay.
Adults are taxpayers.
I don't know. Do they? What is, I don't even know. Is there tax? What
is there taxing?
I don't think you get paid at all.
In China? Yes, you get paid.
Yes, you get paid.
No, they
have salaries.
It's just the U.S. tech companies don't pay them a lot. That's all.
How does that work? Is it work like it's here where you get paid and then a percentage of your income? Because, like, wasn't in the Soviet Union, you'd get an allowance from the government.
Okay. Yeah, no, in China, you get paid a salary and you pay taxes.
Okay. So it's more like the U.S. model than the Soviet model.
Yeah, they have a progressive tax system.
Oh,
according to Wikipedia,
look at that.
With tax rates from 3% to 45%.
Oh,
that sounds typical.
It's on all of your income.
Oh, doesn't sound so bad. Let's all move there.
Well, it that sounds no. familiar.
Yeah, it does sound familiar.
Now, what we don't have here and what China does have is they have a government that looks at things like Jack Ma, too much money.
Yeah.
They're taking you out. Jack Ma's like, oh, crap, okay, let me sell some stuff. Yeah. Let me stop being...
Well, also, Jack Ma criticized the government. So that's suddenly when he had too much money.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, I do think China is worried about income inequality. I think they're keeping an eye on that.
For political reasons.
The site... Oh, Scooter X says the site he pasted, which is not Wikipedia, says 5 to 35%. So
this is actually interesting. This is a table from PwC.com of the tax rate. And actually, I would be taxed less in China than I am here.
You also would.
There's a thought.
Oh, but they charge 20% on your interest in capital gains, et cetera. So some of those you wouldn't have.
Well, capital gains here is what? What's the maximum? 30%? 28%, I think.
Marx and Mao are just spitting in their graves.
Yeah.
This is called communism. It's just hilarious.
This is not communism.
No.
To each according to his wants, from each according to his abilities. We just We just take it all. We give you what you need, and you should be happy. I remember, actually, I was in St. Petersburg.
Capital gains tests are less here.
They're not 28%?
It depends on how much money you make.
I thought it was like 20%.
It's based on how much you make in little chunks.
Okay.
So
I probably should find out about all this stuff. Someday I will. I haven't paid taxes.
That's their job.
I don't pay taxes. Are you kidding? I'm a church.
In 2020, the capital gains taxes, 0, 15, or 20% based on your tax bracket.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's good.